Welcome to Silence Sustained Reading. I'm your host, Ian.
And I'm a little boy, Mikey.
he's a little guy. He's my cousin. He's my little cousin, Mikey.
That's all right. We're co-hosting.
Yeah, it's cool. Co-hosting.
Actually, Ian, I don't really like the idea of us, like, one of us saying the name, the name before the other's name.
Mm-hmm.
You think, like, maybe...
Just say it at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the count of four.
All right.
Because music goes in four beats. Four over four. All right. Four, three, two, one.
Hi.
I'm your co-host,
Mikey. Ian.
What a song that was. That was cool, right?
Yeah. That song is by someone we don't know yet.
Yeah.
We're going to put it in.
We don't actually have a song yet. So at the time of this recording, do we want people to know that we're...
No.
Yeah, never mind. That was a sweet song. I really liked what that person did with the song.
With the song. Yeah.
Definitely what we were looking for.
I liked the time signature.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, four. Music is in four.
Music is in
four.
Four. What is it? Bach died on his fourth birthday.
Yep. And then Mozart was really good at the age of four. So
yeah, music. That was his peak, though.
And all musicians travel in packs of four, except for the Rat Pack exception. But
yeah,
they're cool.
It doesn't matter the instruments either.
Yeah.
It could be
four drummers.
Four drummers. Two guitarists. two.
Whoa, that's more than. Oh, two guitarists.
Two guitarists and two double guitarists with two necks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fucking Axeman.
Axeman.
I don't know if that's not right. Scratch that.
That's copyrighted.
Yeah, I didn't say that. So I think we're going to try to talk about some news.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to Silent Sustained Reading. You didn't have to be here today. And it really brings me joy because I'm already breaking the wall here.
Yeah, talking directly to the audience.
Yeah, but I feel like it's important.
Yeah, no, yeah. We know you're there. We hope you're there.
We hope you're there. We'll probably see the play count on SoundCloud.
Yeah, so we'll know if you listened.
Right. Do you know if it goes all the way through, like if someone listens to the whole thing
and then stops?
Yeah, well...
Oh, no, I don't know.
Like, if they stop midway, will we know?
Hey, I'll know.
I'll know.
Just intuitively, I'll know.
Yeah, well, we'll know. Don't pause this for later.
Yeah. If you've already stopped recording, you probably won't hear us talk about this. So, fuck. news. What's in the news, Mikey?
I saw the paper the other day of Unusual Sports. One that really stuck out to me was bowling with volleyballs.
Okay.
And
are the pins lighter in that sport? Because I feel a volleyball by itself is doing nothing.
Right. You'd be surprised. They're actually heavier. They're actually just stone pillars.
Yeah. Okay.
Your brother actually has been doing
this for
a while. Yeah. Derek, he got second place in the tournament. Yeah, this is Olympics 1993, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Much older than me, by the way.
It was an older paper.
Yeah. Derek's cool. He doesn't really do much anymore. You'd be surprised. We thought he was going to do really well with the whole volleyball bowling career. Like, you know, Derek's set for life kind of thing. Like,
right.
One day my parents could retire early and Derek would just... Yeah,
I really thought that he was going.
It didn't pan out.
What is he doing now?
He pours cement.
Oh,
he's a sidewalk engineer.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you think that would roll nicely into pouring cement for
stone?
That's
where he got started. He was really he could look at lines and he could just see lines.
Really?
Geometrical thinking person.
Oh, so he was always hitting strikes with the stone.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
He won gold in the Olympics.
Oh, I thought you got second place.
Yeah, his name is Derek Strangleson. Look him up.
Strangleson?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was your last.
A different father.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Previous.
What's your maiden name?
My maiden name before I was married was Doigoid. my real fucking last name, Mikey, because I can't think of anything, is not. I'm not going to tell you, actually.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to stay anonymous.
Yeah, well, secrets keep sex hotter, so.
Yeah, except for most people that will listen to this will probably know my last name anyways, so.
Yeah, well, we're already stealing Marin's audience.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Mark Marin gave us a shout out before we even started. He really he really gave us the inspiration to do this. So thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Our good buddy Mark.
Yeah, lock the gates, Mark. Keep them locked, buddy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he means like he's not getting laid.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, like chastity belts.
Chastity. Yeah, lock the gates because, like, ew, pussy. No, thank you.
Boomer lives. All right, yeah. We'll probably get a lot of the same crowd Marin gets in. We'll probably get. He has this thing set up with us where he'll do an interview with the person, and then on their way out, we kind of catch him.
Right. It's like the behind the scenes type of thing.
It's like Mark Marin makes him really sad, and then we try to bring him back up with some with some jokes.
Yeah. So he has his little garage.
Yeah.
And then like right by his garage is like a little in between room with the washer and dryer.
Yeah.
And we're sitting in there just waiting for him.
Yep. And they don't expect us, but we expect them. So it's fun.
Neither does Mark, really.
Yeah, Mark doesn't know we're there. Don't tell Mark. Yeah.
But shout out to Mark.
Yeah, he's totally cool guy. A lot of respect for him and his house because we're right next to it, and it's sturdy.
Out in San Diego, Nevada.
Yep. Beautiful country. That's God's country.
God's country. Politics.
Politics. Bernie Sanders?
We're going to Ian for politics.
Never talk politics, but we're doing it. We break the rules here at SSR.
This bit's cold.
We find a wall and we smash it down. Mikey broke that fourth wall right off the bat. If you're still listening, you would remember.
Yeah. I used the bat actually to smash the wall in.
Yeah.
Who needs walls anyway?
Yeah. So today, actually, on the topic of Bernie Sanders, I was eating lunch and I heard a lady talking about a man named Bernie. I'm like, oh, cool. I want to hear what she thinks about Bernie Sanders.
Who's Bernie?
She started talking and she's like, yeah, he would always just like park his bike, but then it got stolen. Anyways, it was fucking horseshit. It wasn't Bernie Sanders. I thought I was going to meet someone who knew Bernie Sanders, but.
Wait. So, it wasn't Bernie Sanders.
It wasn't Bernie Sanders. No, it wasn't
Burning
Sandals. That's my next movie. Check it out in theaters.
Bernie Sanders origin story.
Yeah. So no Bernie Sanders for me.
I didn't think people were still named Bernie.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool name. Right?
I mean,
it's old sounding, but like feel the burn. I mean, you can't beat that campaign slogan.
What's the oldest name that you can think of?
Just ever?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Damn it. Too easy.
I believe that's 2016 years old. What about you, any?
Muhammad?
Muhammad. Ooh.
Yeah, it's on, dude.
Dang, dude. This podcast is getting heated. This is the news section, and we bring all the fucking things all together. We do it. We don't care.
Yeah. You want unbiased news? Good, because we don't know anything.
Yeah, we don't know anything. It's pretty much just bullshit. Don't listen to us.
Have you heard about Rihanna recently?
Did she get beat up again, or is she...
No, I was just asking.
Oh, no. Wait, yes. I have heard about Rihanna recently. She got beat up again.
Oh.
By
Bernie, right?
Bernie Sanders, yeah.
Yeah, or Bernie Flanders.
Who's Bernie Flanders?
You haven't heard of Bernie Flanders?
No.
He was in that thrift shop video by Macklemore.
Oh.
Yeah, he plays the shopping cart.
Oh, what a performance.
Yeah,
he Give did him a
really
award.
Good. Yeah. It's actually all motion capture green screen stuff.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's like, there's Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
And who did like Golem for Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And he's in the new Star Wars movie.
Okay.
And he does all the motion capture stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, Bernie Flanders,
yeah.
He's like right up there.
Shit. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, he's like Andy Serkis's right-hand man.
That's a cool name, too. Andy Serkis.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Crazy. Who names their kid that?
Yeah. Why would you name your kid after after something with a bunch of animals and clowns and stuff?
Fun stuff. Who fucking does that?
Yeah. I think that's inappropriate. It's show business still, but
I wish we were in the time.
It's not a joke.
I wish we were in the time of life where people chose their last name. They're like, yeah, I'm a blacksmith. My last name is Smith. Why can't we do that? I guess we could if we really wanted to, but
yeah, you just gotta fork up the money, dude.
Yeah, with all these fucking rules and regulations these days.
Right. Yeah, that's why I always say rules and regulations.
Yeah. I just when I get a contract handed me, I just fucking sign it, dude, because I'm not even gonna follow the rules to begin with.
Right. Yeah. I mean, a signature is the anarchist's way of saying fuck you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I just sign everything.
It's the biggest middle finger you can give to the man. It's just signing your name on a
document, and then snorting some coke off of it.
Yep, because that's what you do when you're cool and have a podcast.
Yeah.
So this has been the news section of our podcast. I don't know if this is going to be a recurring thing or what. We're still figuring out.
We're still working out the kinks.
Yeah, we're obviously first episode, so this is
imagine if
rough.
This was network television.
Yeah.
And we're all just scrambling around. Mm-hmm. It's documentary style, but it's not supposed to be.
Yeah, you guys can't see it, but we have six other people in the room right now just shredding documents, running paperwork. It's a whole team in here, you know. It's a big deal.
And all handpicked by yours truly.
Yeah, oh yeah, we had a full screening.
Full screening of mostly A New Hope.
Yeah, mostly middle-aged women that we would find on the streets.
Yeah.
Respectable women.
Yeah. You can tell by how short their skirts were.
Yes.
And how much their asses were hanging out of said skirts.
They said they would help us out. And I mean, look at us now. We're recording. So obviously they're doing something.
Right.
Maybe we'll have one of them on some episode. And
I always thought
pick
that
their beam of sorts, just get into their mind.
Choosing an employee, I've always heard the term less skirt, less bullshit.
Yes.
So
I think that's rule number one in most business classes.
Right. So I think that we really picked a good team.
Yeah.
We would post pictures of our team, but
yes, most of them are undocumented. So for their sake and ours, we try to keep them anonymous. But I mean, we'll have them on. Maybe we'll deepen their voices or something, but I think you guys would really enjoy listening to what they have to say, because damn, do they do a good job, right? Yeah, they're smiling, having fun.
They're smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so let's close up this news segment, and we'll get back to you guys right after this short little break.
Short interruption. Short break.
Ha! This is Steven Spaghettisburg, owner and operator, along with my beautiful wife Patricia, of Steven Spaghettisburg and Fran's Spaghetti Shop. And we here at Steven Spaghettisburg, we and my wife. Yeah, I have a southern accent. I got a little bit of a draw, so I say things a little funny. But we got all your types of noodles. We got three different varieties. We got spaghetti, fettuccine, and a small size of spaghetti. It's a very thin, people call it angel, but I say that's a skinny spaghetti. And what my wife does, she cooks it up real nice in a couple different boiling pots of water. You sit around, you'll stay no longer than $1.20. I guarantee you, that's an hour 20 minutes, folks. You got my word? You stay longer, food's on you still, because I don't really give a shit. But anyways, we're trying to get it going down here in Augusta, Georgia. That's right, folks, Augusta, Georgia. Come on down and see us. We live right in the corner of Clemens and Washington. That's on the corner of Clemens and Washington. You can call us at 666-999-444-SPAGHETTI, and we'll answer within 2 to 3 business days. Just leave us a message. We're pretty quick. We don't have email. My voice, I got a little bit of cold. I'm losing my voice. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I paid to do this once. I'm only going to do it once because business is tough. So check us out on the corner. That's all you can find us. We don't do any marketing. Just come on down and try it out. We're not noodling around. That's what we like to say. Hi, welcome back to SSR. Mikey just his phone started ringing, and he just got up and left, and he didn't say a word. So I guess I'm going to have to take this We actually have a guest. Yeah, I didn't tell you guys that. We have a guest. His name is Mervin Rumbleshank. He is a self-proclaimed sexpert. We'll be talking to him. So I guess I'll just take this by myself. Mikey, God knows what he's doing on the phone. Who knows? Welcome, Mervin Rumbleshank. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
If you could just get a little closer. Right in the mic.
Mervin.
A little closer. Say your name for everyone to hear you.
Mervin.
Yeah. All right. Hey, this is Mervin, everybody.
Ian.
Yeah.
Could you call me Merv?
Oh, I'll call you. Yeah, Merv. That works for me.
Thank you.
So, what do you do as a sexpert?
Well, first off, if you want to be an expert in sex, you're going to want to write a couple books on the subject.
Okay. Have you written any books?
Yeah, they're both 4 pages long.
Okay. So, more of an EP.
It's 4 pages of a list of people.
Is there drawings?
I have had sex with. There are a couple drawings, but they're in the back, and they're not really included in the page count.
Is it like a bonus kind of thing? Like, oh, buy it and you'll get these extra.
Oh, it's a bonus. it's a collector's edition. My first novel is called Sex with Merv. It's about having sex with me.
That's a very interesting topic. Do I want you to get into it? Are you interested in talking about that? Because it sounds like an intimate experience. I know it's one thing to put it on the page. Is it another thing to talk about it? Or are you comfortable talking about it?
I mean, I don't think it's really anything to do on camera, but if you make me, I guess.
We're not on camera. These are microphones, Merv. Yeah, so would you be comfortable doing it on microphone? Just use those beautiful vocal cords you got there, Merv. Those are something else. Deep breaths right in the microphone. I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
Yeah, I think I'll be okay. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So set me up. Where does this book? How do you even start a book like this?
Well, first thing you have to do, Ian, is you have to have sex with people. Yeah. Which obviously I've had 4 pages worth.
I mean, you're a striking individual.
So, as far as advice goes, I think that's why you wanted me to come in, right?
I mean, hey, look, I'm always trying to up my game, so anything I can get, I'll take. I was down at I was walking to the local record shop, and I saw this guy just kind of walking the streets with his head down, and I said, "Hey, buddy, doing all right?" And we just got to talking, and I asked him if he wanted to come on the show. He reluctantly said yes. He's here to talk. He didn't really tell me what he was. He said I'm a sexpert, but he didn't. That's why I'm kind of picking his brain right now, because I'm like, well, we need someone for the first show, so yeah, just book. Let's get to the book. We're putzing around the book. What's in the book, Mikey?
Well, like I said, the first book is called Sex with Merv, and most of the accounts in there are from people of the ages of 40 to 50 years.
Over the ages?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And how old are you? You can tell me. This is, one's gonna, this is a safe place. I know we got our people over there. They're just doing paperwork. They're not listening. All right. So don't mind them.
Yeah. I'm 26 and 3/4.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I wrote the book because, a lot of people were asking about it. Hey, Merv, do you have sex? And I was like, yeah, read this book. So,
were you notorious for just being a fucking chick magnet, or like, how did you know, like, what gave you the idea, like, Merv, I'm gonna fucking write this book?
Right. Well, it's,
hey man, loosen up. You seem really tense. You know, we're just talking, all right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Ian. I feel a lot better now.
Yeah, no problem, dude.
You know, you hang out at enough bars and you're gonna get laid. That's my take on it.
Okay.
So if you wanna,
I don't really do bars. I don't know if you know this, but I'm not even of the legal age to drink. So take me inside a bar. I can't go in. Like, take me in. Paint. Just do it. Let's go to the bar.
If you can't get in, then you're
not gonna get it in.
Yeah, that's not really appropriate.
Oh, okay, sorry.
You go through the bar. What you want to do is keep your head down.
Okay.
That way, people know that you're looking at your penis.
Oh.
That will be the center of attention.
Okay. Yeah. Well. Okay. I never thought of doing that, but it's like,
yeah.
I can't. If I can't stop looking at how big my penis is, how else would somebody like? It gets the eyes to the right spot.
Center
the
of
eyes
attention.
On the prize. If you would.
Center stage. Mm-hmm. So you want to be looking at your penis, and people will look at you.
How would you know that they're looking at you? By
peripherals.
Yeah.
I hope you don't wear glasses.
I do not wear glasses.
Well, then you're in luck.
Cool. So, I just need to turn. It sounds like by mostly what you're saying, I need to turn 21 if I want to get it on.
Yeah, that's the legal age, Ian.
Well, I'm already at the legal age to commit to a partner in that manner. But the bar, yeah. that seems like that's your hunting grounds of sorts. Do you go elsewhere, or is it just bars?
It's just bars.
Okay.
They can be dive bars.
Ooh.
They can be.
Like little holes in the wall, kind of.
Right. They can be campsites.
Campsites?
With
those
booths.
Aren't bars, Merv.
I don't think so.
Why would you say? You're going against everything you just said, Merv. Are you a sexpert, Merv?
Of course. Excuse me. I'm getting a call for the sex.
Quick question, actually. Can you? What does a vagina look like, Merv?
Have you
should,
ever?
That should be a quicker response coming from a sexpert, Merv. You're sweating. Dripping in sweat all of a sudden.
That is because.
Are you
pussy?
Is there something? Are you hiding something?
No. Have you ever seen a window pane?
A window pane?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
That's a vagina.
Oh, that's what a vagina looks like. Nothing like a vagina.
I really gotta go. Have me on next time. Thank
okay.
You.
All right. That was strange. He just got up and left. He was drenched in sweat. I didn't know this at the time, but he wasn't even wearing pants. He just got up and he was in his whitey tighties, just profusely sweating, and he got up and just left, and he's gone.
Hey, Ian.
Mikey. Hey,
sorry,
I gotta
dude.
Tell you, dude. Merv, Merv was a fucking weirdo.
What?
Yeah, he. I don't think he's had sex, honestly.
Well, I figured we picked him up just like randomly.
Yeah,
off the street.
We saw him and he was like, "Yeah, I'm a sexpert. I've got all these books." And we're like, "Awesome,
yeah.
Perfect first guest." People, sex sells. Sex sells.
Yeah,
you know? You're told
yeah.
that all the time.
Right.
So we ask him on, and I'm like, "Awesome." And then you, where the fuck did you go? I had to take that by myself.
It was.
Oh, showbiz stuff.
In a sense, it was a hotline.
Yeah.
maybe you can have me on as a sexpert.
Yeah, honestly, I think you get a little more permanent.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll see Merv around again sometime. We'll see if he's worth having back on. Interesting guy. Maybe we'll find out if he's a virgin or not eventually, which I'm a skeptic as of now. But let's take a quick break.
Yeah, sounds good.
We're gonna just run an ad.
Yeah, good thing I came back in time for that.
Yeah, thank God Mikey's back just in time for that break. All right, well, stick with us. We're just gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Is your hand ever cold? Because your drink is cold because you're holding a cold drink? Have you ever left your koozie in your car when you went to your friend's house, even though you didn't mean to? then have I got the offer for you. Susie's Koozies is a service provided by Susie Koozie herself. She started the business in 1994, and it's been going strong since 2003. The business is this is how it works. You pay for a koozie, you get a koozie. It keeps your hand warm when other things aren't. So if you need to keep your hands warm, this might be the deal for you. Find the koozies at suzycoozie.com. That's SUZ-E-CUZ-IE. That's SUZ-E-CUZ-IE.com.
Wow, what a fantastic product. Thanks to Susie's Koozies for reaching out.
Yeah, thank you.
What a fantastic sponsor they are. Yeah. Great products. We're using them on set right now, actually.
Yeah, my hands are actually burning up right now. Yeah. So you don't even have to worry about cold hands because they're going to be pretty hot.
Yeah, it's a great buy. Yeah, that's about all we have for this first episode.
Hey, Ian.
Yeah?
How'd you think it went?
I do say it was fun. I do say it was fun to do. No, it was fun. Yeah, I had fun.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering if I'm your friend now.
Yeah, we're still friends.
Oh.
Yeah, no, we're good. First ever podcast from me. Mikey's done some in the past.
Yeah, I've done about 50 to 60.
Yeah, Mikey's a seasoned vet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, shut up over there. The people the
pages.
Yeah, the people scanning and shit for us, our workers are
we don't like
goddamn ruckus.
We don't like to call them workers, so we just call them immigrants.
Yeah, well, maybe they are. Anyways,
maybe not. Right?
Hey, you
they're
guys not. Are great.
They're just, quite. They're, yeah.
They're great people. They do the dirty work. As they do. Like to say.
Yeah, yeah.
So thanks to them. Thanks to Mikey.
Thanks to Ian.
Yeah, this has been fun.
Thanks to Merv.
Merv. Wow. You didn't get to meet Merv. Did you see him when you were coming back in? Did you guys pass each other in the hallway?
Yeah, he looked a little pale.
He was sweaty, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was sweaty. Yeah, he was no pale pants. And his eyes were dilated.
Yes.
But that was just in kind of like half a second of seeing him. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, thank you everybody for listening and tune in next time for our guest.